Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The title of our message today is Don't Be Fooled. Don't be fooled. I'm going to begin by talking a little bit about spiritual warfare. It seems a subject that the Holy Spirit continues to stir up in my heart. At the beginning of the year, he said that this would be one of our greatest years by way of blessing and fulfillment of God's promises. And the next thing he said was it's going to be a year of much spiritual warfare. I don't know about you, but it certainly started that way for me. And so we want to begin this morning with a scripture that really talks about the end of the devil. In Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10, it says, "The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone." Somebody say amen. Isn't that a good verse? It lets us know that there will be an end to Satan someday. And while we're waiting, I just need to remind you of this. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That God has made you more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, "Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Demons are subject to you." So look at your neighbor this morning, even as we start, and say, "You have power to defeat the enemy and every attack against your life. For no weapon formed against you shall prosper." Now give God praise for that. Hallelujah. I love that verse because it tells us that one day God will punish the devil for his attacks and his deceptive influence upon the world. However, until then, we must keep reminding ourselves of this inconvenient truth that we are engaged in spiritual warfare. And that warfare is with unseen foes determined to destroy us. In Ephesians chapter 6 and 11, it says, "Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all of the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits." My friend, whether you believe it or not, you have an enemy named Satan or the devil. He's doing everything that he can to destroy your life and God's appointed destiny for you. Listen to what it says in 1 Peter 5 and 8. It says, "Stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." Jesus referred to him as a thief, one who comes to steal your soul, your happiness, your health, and even your success in life. In John 10 and 10, it says, "The thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy." And the devil does not care how young or old you are. You're on his hit list. He is engaged in spiritual warfare against you, and he will never stop until you leave this world. Now, one of the devil's chief strategies and weapons is deception. So don't be fooled. I began by telling you that we have the power to destroy Satan's attacks against us. Jesus said, if you believe in my name, you can cast out devils. Jesus said, I give you authority over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. See, the devil is at a disadvantage when it comes to believers. So because he cannot attack us the way he desires, he uses deception. And that is why we must make sure we are alert in what we listen to, what we believe, what we perceive, that it is all coming from the Word of God and not anyone's opinion. Now listen to what Jesus said about the devil in John 8:44. He said the devil was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth because there's no truth in him. When he lies, it's consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. And this is why it's so important not to tell lies. Because when you do, you become the messenger of Satan. Now, in this message, I want to expose some of his lies and misconceptions. So let me begin with this one. That sometimes telling a little white lie does not hurt anyone. Well, that's not true. Lies are not little, and they're not white. They're all black. And lies do bring harm and will cause you to miss heaven if you do not stop telling them. Listen to what the Bible says in Revelation 21 and verse 8. All liars will have their part. All liars will have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone. So don't be fooled. Telling little white lies can place you in hell for eternity. The devil is so deceptive that he's causing some people right now to question what I just said. Can lying actually cause people to go to hell? Well, I just read it out of the Bible. Don't be fooled. We live in an age of deception, so don't be fooled. You must compare everything you believe and everything that you've been told with the Word of God. Jesus said God's word is truth. In John 17:17, Jesus was saying to the Father in prayer, make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. In 2 Timothy 3:16, we find out that all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. That's why it's so important that you know the Word of God, that you spend time reading the Word of God, that you spend time studying the Word of God. Because we're living in a time when people are turning away from the truth of God's word. And today you can hear anything. Please compare it with God's word first before you believe it. Listen to what it says in 2 Timothy 4:3. It explains what I'm talking about, the time in which we live. It says, a time will come when people will not listen to accurate teachings. Instead, they will follow their own desires and surround themselves with teachers who tell them what they want to hear. Folks, people would rather hear and believe feel-good messages that appeal to their emotions. Well, you might as well say amen. However, don't be fooled. This is a watered-down gospel. The Word of God has not changed. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 5:18. He said, I guarantee this truth. until earth and heaven disappear, neither a period nor a comma will be missing from God's word. Everything that he has spoken is true. So I want to begin to just deal with some of the things perhaps you've heard, or some of the things perhaps you're thinking about the word of God and different principles and scriptures. So let's begin with this. Don't be fooled by any exaggerated grace teaching that trumps you must obey God to get into heaven. This is very, very important, because during this time, during this season, it appears that more and more people are talking about the grace of God.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
This is Pastor Steve. Thanks so much for listening to the program today. We are living in perilous times, but I want to let you know something. God has protecting angels watching over us. And I just feel like I need to say that. One of my favorite scripture verses is Psalm 91. Let me read for you a few verses. It says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. For he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways." He goes on to say, "I will keep you from trouble, and I will deliver you, and I will honor you, and with long life I will satisfy you and show you my salvation." My friends, today, God is watching over us, so we have nothing to fear. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, let me tell you what the scripture says in Ephesians 2 and 8. It says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." Now, where the scripture says "not of works," it means not your self-labor as an effort to achieve something. In other words, you cannot work your way into heaven. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 2 and 5, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all." In other words, it is only the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary and accepting him as Lord and Savior that you can be saved. That's the grace of God. Grace is God's unmerited favor. It's something that Jesus Christ did for us. You cannot earn your salvation. But having said that, obedience to God is a result of becoming a child of God. Many times I've heard people talking about grace and the law. But the law is not necessarily talking about obedience. And so you must be very careful. Listen to what it says in 1 John 3 and 7, and this is going to make it so plain to you, that obedience is not works. It shows that you're a child of God. Look at the person next to you and tell them this. Obedience is not works. It shows that you're a child of God. All right, now listen to what the scripture says. In fact, you may want to turn there to 1 John chapter 3 and verse 7. 1 John 3 and 7, my version of the Bible is different than yours because I'm trying to get the clearest translation that I can. especially when we begin to talk about things that are misunderstood. In 1 John 3:7, it says, "Dear children, don't let anyone deceive you about this. When people do what is right, it shows that they are righteous, even as Christ is righteous. But when people keep on sinning, it shows that they belong to the devil, who has been sinning from the beginning. But the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. Those who have been born into God's family do not make a practice of sinning, because God's life is in them. So they can't keep on sinning, because they are the children of God." Now, I think that is very, very clear. We're not talking about works to make our way into heaven. Works cannot get you into heaven. It is the grace of God. But because you are a child of God, you cannot continue to sin. Because you're a child of God, you want to live a life of obedience and do everything that is pleasing to God. Why? Because you're a child of God. The Bible goes on to say in verse 10, "So now we can tell who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Anyone who does not live righteously and does not love other believers does not belong to God." Look at the first part of that verse. Anyone who does not live righteously does not belong to God. So, folks, you have to understand something, and that is this. As Christians, we must obey God. We're not talking about the law there. We're talking about the fact that as God's children, we must obey Him. Disobedience to God, when we continue to sin, it shows that we're really not the children of God. You will be so convicted for making a mistake if you're a child of God. You can't continue to sin. You can't continue to live a life of sin. Would you agree with me? So it's important for us to understand that when we teach the grace message, we have to explain to people to obey God is not connected to the law. It's connected to simple obedience to His word. Somebody say amen. Now let me show you what happens when you don't obey God's word. Now I know that there are different doctrinal beliefs that some people believe that once you have accepted Christ as personal Savior, you cannot lose your salvation. Right? That you cannot be separated from God. I believe that God gave us our own free will, and that's exactly what the scripture says. We can walk away from God if we desire. God will never let you go, but you can shake your hand loose from Him and walk away. Paul, the Apostle Paul, said this. He said, "I have to make sure that I'm not a castaway. I have to make sure that my relationship with God stays solid." It's something that we do. We work on ourselves. No, you'll never be separated from God, and that God will never let you go. But your own behavior can cause you to walk away from God. Now, let me prove it to you in the scripture. In Matthew 7:21, listen to the words of our Lord Jesus. "Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven." Now, a lot of people are calling Jesus Christ Lord and Savior. I heard someone say just the other day that most people, or that is a lot of people in America, are saying they're Christians. They're saying it by word, but not by deed. And here Jesus says, says that not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now listen to what he says next. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. Did you hear that? Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter heaven. Now, there are going to be a lot of people confused on Judgment Day. There are a lot of people confused today. So the same confusion is going to follow a lot of people into the judgment. Jesus went on to say, on Judgment Day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name. We cast out demons in your name. We performed many miracles in your name. But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. I had a call one day from a listener who was a little upset. I was teaching a series on salvation, and I was simply saying what the Bible says about salvation, how you need to receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord to make it into heaven. And then I started talking about hell and what the scripture says about hell. So he was really kind of upset. He said, you talk so much about heaven and hell. I said, well, it's real. He said, well, I think you're talking too much condemnation. I said, well, I don't think the Bible speaks condemnation on us. I think it tells us truth. Well, by the time I had finished having the conversation with the individual, he said, well, you know what? I'm going through some situations in my life right now, Pastor, and I need your prayers. I just have to tell you honestly, I feel you're speaking condemnation. I said, no, I'm giving you the word. It may be convicting you. I said, because the Holy Spirit will convict you. But listen, God never condemns us. The Bible says Jesus did not come into the world to condemn the world. Whatever God tells us in his word, it's for our good. It's for our instruction. It is to help us to live a righteous life. It is to help us to obey God, to fulfill the destiny that he has in our lives. Folks, it is important that you are not fooled by people's different modes of reason when it comes to salvation and anything else in the Bible. Our standard and our rule of truth must be the Word of God. It cannot be a person's circumstances or a person's emotions or a person's reasoning. People say often, well, I just follow my heart. Well, you don't want to do that. The Bible says the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? No, follow this. Follow God's word. Whatever the Bible teaches, that's what we need to follow. And can I ask you to do me a favor? Will you follow it literally? And if you're not quite sure what it's saying, look up the words in the original language. Look into the Hebrew and look into the Greek. Find out exactly what it's saying. Because God is very clear with what he wants us to believe, so don't be fooled.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the ministry of the Holy Spirit today, please consider going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and leave a donation of any size. It will be much appreciated and used to expand our radio ministry. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is Don't Be Fooled. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Hello, this is Pastor Steve Hill, and I want to thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. It is my sincere prayer that you will experience God's love, forgiveness, and healing. You can receive this by repeating this prayer, so join me. Father, forgive me of my sins. I turn away from them. Jesus, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Change me into a new creation. Thank you for saving me and changing my life. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, then you've accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior. And know this, that God loves you so much. And whatever you need, just call on Him and He'll answer your prayer. God bless you and keep on listening to A Place to Grow.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.